once more to James there of The Clockworks for chatting to me. Really enjoyed that. If you want to go and see them live, as I mentioned when we were talking, they're playing the Moth Club in February, Saturday the 17th of February. £17.60 for your tickets. Now that is definitely a bargain, and a great little venue in Hackney as well. They're also playing places like Norwich, Guildford, Oxford, Brighton, Southampton, all around the UK. Tour starts in Wrexham on the 24th of June, and then runs through, as I said, to April, all over Europe as well. The Clockworks, if you want to find them on the socials, you will do. Exit Strategy, the album, is out now. You're listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98 FM. This is Bumper to Bumper, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards.
That I deliver always out of breath, out on a limb, life out of the mainstream. I declare it dead and gone out of the scene. None of this is harder than knowing about you. If you were someone else, I could live. Be the stone around. denies any other way in the world. Why each of us must choose, I've never understood. One special friend, one true love. Why each of us must lose everyone else in the world. Tending to know to the end. This isn't true. This isn't right. This isn't love. This isn't life. This isn't real. This is a lie. Dreams to understand anything at all. Why each of us decides, I've never been sure. The part we take, the way we are. Why each of us denies every other way in the world. However unsure, this isn't right. This isn't love. This isn't love. This isn't real. This is a lie. This isn't true. This isn't right. This isn't love. This isn't love. This isn't real.
The Cure from Wild Mood Swings, released back in 1996. That is, This Is a Lie. No, another month pretty much over. Still no sign of songs from of a lost world. It was meant to happen last year. It's meant to happen this year. Will it ever happen? Only Robert knows. Come on, Bob. Let's know. Unbelievable Truth before that, and The Glorious Stone, released as a single back in 1997, also appearing on their top 30 album, Almost Here, that was released the following year. The band are recording new music at the moment on the back of their 25th anniversary. That's what I was trying to say there. Looking forward to hearing new music as well. 11 minutes past 9 on this Thursday night.
Yeah.
Queens of the Stone Age, My God is the Sun, taken from the album Like Clockwork. That was released as a single back in 2013. And before that, Pixies and Debaser from the album Doolittle. That came out back in 1997, got into number 23 in the UK charts. Yeah, sometimes in the UK we do get it right. Always good to see Pixies in the charts, especially with a song like that. All right, next week I will be talking to Louis Elliott of Rialto. Rialto have just announced their first headline date for over 20 years. They played Shine On Weekender earlier this month. They are taking to the stage at the Lexington in London on Friday, the 26th of January. The pre-sale sold out. I think it will sell out pretty quickly on general sale when that goes ahead tomorrow morning. So if you do want to go and see Rialto in London, be quick. I've heard rumours that if this one goes well, there will be more. And there is going to be some new songs, if the Shine On Weekender was anything to go by as well. So now we will play Rialto. So, yeah, next Thursday, on Bumper to Bumper, I'll be talking to lead singer Louis Elliott.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the Nats with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, Ziggy sucked up in the
Mr. David Bowie, taken from the album The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. That was Ziggy Stardust. I didn't actually know that was never released as a single. Back from the early 70s, round about, very similar to when I was, I might have been born back then. A month before I was born. Makes me feel old. That's because I am old, actually. And then, as I said before, that Rialto from the self-titled album from 1998. That was the single from the same year, Dream Another Dream, got to number 39 in the UK charts. Do tune in to listen to my chat with Louis next week. Guy Chambers, that bloke that writes lots of songs with Robbie Williams, he used to be in a little indie outfit called the Lemon Trees, and they released a single called Let It Loose. I'm going to play that now.
I'm
so let it loose.
Star Sailor are back. They've been touring the 20th anniversary of first or second album, can't remember which one it is. But they've announced a new album, When the Wild Things Grow, comes out in March next year. And taken from it is the first single, Heavyweight, and that's what you've just heard. And as I mentioned before that, Guy Chambers, he of Robbie Williams' songwriting fame, and the Lemon Trees. They've played a few gigs now. They've re-recorded some songs. They'll be taking to the stage as Guy Chambers and the Lemon Trees on the 10th of February at the O2 Academy Islington. If you want a little bit of, there's probably going to be some organ and some guitar-y type stuff and other such things. Imagine the Angels and things like that, but with an indie twist, and you'll be there, maybe. I don't know, I've only got a couple of tracks by them, so I don't really know what they sound like, if I'm honest. They released one album They recorded a second. It was never released. Maybe it will be now. Right, more new music now here on Bumper to Bumper on Phoenix 98 FM. This is Gaffer Tape Sandy. New from Gaffer Tape Sandy. That is the new single released today. That's Split. No news on live shows or anything else at the moment. But yeah, that's quite the comeback statement, isn't it? On Alcopop Records. Yeah, the wonderful Gaffer Tape Sandy and Split. Right, it is 9:37. We have stuff to play you. Let's get on with it, otherwise we'll run out of time.
Shake it like a ladder to the sun. Makes me feel like a madman on the run. Find me never, never far gone. So get your leather, leather, leather on. You're a zero. What's your name? No one's gonna ask. You better find out where they want you to go. Try and hit the spot. Get to know it in the dark. Get to know whether you're a crime, crime, crime. Oh. Can you climb, 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 climb? Hey.
I'm begging you.
Stone Roses, Begging You, last single to be taken from second album, Second Coming, which took about 20 years to record. That was released as a single back in 1995, got to number 15 in the charts. Before that, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Zero. That was from the album It's Blitz. I can't believe that was 2009, it doesn't actually feel that long ago. But it was. got to number 49 in the charts. Yeah, as I said earlier, sometimes we get it right in the UK, sometimes we get it completely wrong, like then. Why was that song not huge? I just don't know, but it wasn't. Right, three more songs left before Madeline's here with the night shift. Brand new music now from the Cavs. The Kids Are Talking.
I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. I've been cheating on you. And all this suffering. I've been cheating on you. Oh, Christ. I've been cheating on you. Am I good for nothing?
Vampire Weekend from the album Father of the Bride. That was the single This Life, released back in 2019. Very lovely, bouncy. 89 in the UK charts. And then before that, brand new music from The Cavs from Manchester. A new band to me, but I'm glad I found them because I like that. Good old school indie rock. If you're in Manchester tomorrow, they're playing Canvas, supporting the Utopiates. And if you're in Blackpool on the 9th of December, they're playing Blackpool Tower. I don't know what that's about, but that's, I'm assuming, that's quite a big thing, really. Time to Shine Promotions are putting on a night at the Blackpool Tower, 9th of December. The Cavs are playing that. Right, we're going to leave you with this now. This is The Beatles, and this has been Bumper to Bumper. I'll see you next Thursday.
Mitchell, Edmund Allen Dunn. Keep your mouth upon that English girl.